Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Oh, look at the time. Where's that missy? I'm not going to say typical woman, but typical woman. Oh, this is not good.
Hello?
Where the flipping heck are you then?
Hello. You have reached the voicemail of Missy. If you wish to leave a message, please do so after the beep. Beep!
You're not fooling anyone, young lady. Where have you gotten to?
Thank you for your message. It will be returned... Hey! You just cut me off, you... I mean, it will be dealt with shortly. Thank you for calling.
Really?
Really. I mean, beep!
This is very unprofessional, my dear.
Is that with a capital U instead of a P?
Now, stop that. We are meant to be doing a show right now, and I can't help but noticing there is a big space where you should be sitting.
Okay, it's not my fault. Honestly, I'm just stuck in some really horrendous traffic.
Hello, welcome to the Happy Burgers drive-thru. May I take your order?
Traffic, huh?
Okay, maybe more like a line. I can get you some fries if you like.
Chips, you mean?
Oh, no. I'm not making two stops.
Ugh. Just get here ASAP so we can start.
Okay, fine. I will go just for you without my pork products. I am leaving the drive-thru right now, and getting onto the road.
Thank you. See you soon.
Okay, bye, bossy Brit. Yeah, hi. Can I get a double bacon burger, please, and a large Coke?
Missy, you haven't hung up.
What? Oh, bloody hell!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the second edition of Worlds Apart. My name's Carl.
And my name is Missy.
And we are here to talk about, as you'd heard last week, the differences and the diversities of our distinctive dialects.
Oh, that was you, King Carl. You are king of alliteration this week.
Thank you very much. I try.
That's a big word.
What one? Word?
Alliteration.
It is. I have to go and look it up in a sec.
I know. I Googled it. I have a couple of words here to make me sound really smart during the show. I have a couple British phrases, too, but I have to really tread carefully after last week. Because that, my friend, was bad. I mean, well, it was bad. It was, I hope no children were listening.
I don't say, it depends on how your mind is warped, I think, if it offended anyone or not.
You think so?
Yeah, if you don't know what it means, then you can't be offended.
That's true, and if you rode that banana boat right into, you know, that place,
mm-hmm.
then that's where your mind was anyway, right? I feel better now.
There you go. My job here is done this week.
Boom! Thank you so much. All right, we have exciting stuff, don't we?
We do. This week. This week we're gonna look at slang between our two countries. How we say different things. And mean different things, and shorten phrases.
Do you call it slang?
We call it slang.
In England?
Oh, yes.
We're just coming together right at the top of the show, aren't we?
We are indeed.
But before, we are indeed.
Before we head off, we've had a few reviews this week since our one show.
Oh, this is... Are they good or are they bad?
I'll let you read the good one.
Okay, here we go. Let's see. You send it over to me. Reviews. Oh, here we go. This review says, "This show cracks me up. The differences of two great nations explained. Brilliant." Carl, they called us brilliant.
I know.
More, please. And this is from someone named Donkey Bob.
We shouldn't probably ask why he's called Donkey Bob.
I don't really care. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I might start calling myself Donkey Missy.
Okay. Now, do you understand what the phrase, "this cracks me up," means?
This show cracks... It makes me laugh.
Hey, well done.
Well, see, that's that's an American thing. Is cracks it? Me up.
Well, I have to check.
We probably came up with cracks me up.
I thought you might think it's related to some egg product or something.
Maybe. Maybe. All right, we have one more.
One more.
Why don't you read this one, Carl?
This review is quite special because this comes from my kind and considerate and thoughtful and always constructive and empowering father. And he was kind enough to write on my Facebook wall. And I thought I'd just share what he shared with me.
I love your dad. I've never even met him.
Well, he's a kind, considerate. Tanya, you'll see shortly when I read out these words, you'll see what an empowering soul he is for me.
Okay,
here we go. Do some research next time on your proposed subject before you broadcast. British beer is made from hops and barley and a few other mistakes you made. Thank you.
Well, you know, a dad is a dad no matter how old you get. No, right?
But I read that and I felt all warm and glowing inside.
Well, you know, it's tough love, Carl. It's tough love. He doesn't tell you just what you want to hear. Like, beer is made from fruit. It was just what I think we talked about last week.
That's right. It was tough love. He threw me to the ground and started kicking.
We should have your dad on one of the shows.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't that be fun?
It would be interesting.
What's your dad's first name?
Jerry.
Jerry, I want you on the show, and I don't care what your son says. So I will see if I can twist his arm, Jerry, if you're listening, to come on the show, and then we can add your British take on things. I think that would be great fun.
Right. We may have to have a private word off air, I think.
All right. Off we go. So I have to ask.
Okay.
Speaking of accents, one of our first show notes is talking about one of my favorite movies in the whole world, and that is Mary Poppins. Did you like my Missy Poppins accent, Carl?
Your Missy Poppins accent was amazing. I thought you was British.
Did you really?
I thought I tuned into the wrong show.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
It was just so late, so posh. It's posher than me.
I was posh, you know, but there's some hard words to say. Sugar. Sugar is a hard word to say with a British accent.
Sugar.
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 Sugar. And that's the R. The R just has to be an
Ah. Ah. Well, yeah, that's because I'm common.
Oh, you're not common. Who said that?
I do. 6 million other Londoners do.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to call them all individually. Okay. No one calls King Carl common. Oh, alliteration again. We are on fire.
We are on fire. But you said Mary Poppins, okay, has within it, though, the biggest travesty ever to accents. And I think you know what I'm going to say.
Oh, you're talking about Bert.
Bert, yeah, well, yeah, okay. I'm talking about Dick Van Dyke's accent. Oh.
Okay.
Hello, Mary.
True story about this. When Walt Disney made Mary Poppins, it's a true story. I know all things Mary Poppins. I collect Mary Poppins. I would show you my office, but it's a podcast, so it really wouldn't make any difference. But I have Mary Poppins stuff everywhere on my walls. True story. Love Julie Andrews. Can you hook me up with her? She's British.
Oh, yeah. She's in my address book.
Okay, great. Anyway, true story. After the author of Mary Poppins made so many changes to the script, and then finally they made the movie, and on the night of the premiere, she came up to Walt Disney and said, "Everyone's great, except that Dick Van Dyke fellow. He has to go." And by this time, Walt had spent a lot of money making changes and said, "It's staying." I know it's not the best, but it's Mary Poppins. You know, he's got the long legs and he's a chimney sweep, and it wouldn't be the same if you had anybody else in there.
No, it would be better. Listen, Dick Van Dyke's Cockney accent, even a spoonful of sugar cannot make that travesty go down. Even it is so bad, even Madonna sounds more British. And that's saying something.
Oh, Madonna. Don't even get me started. Well, I know. It's not the best. But, you know, as a little girl growing up, I just thought that's how people talked. "Good day, governor." As they're all shaking the hands of the guy as they walk out. Do you say governor? Do you say that still? Good day, governor.
I personally don't, but I have heard it said in the odd pub here and there.
So they do say it.
Well, we called the landlord in the pub, Governor.
Wow. It's just like a Mary Poppins movie. The whole of London. Well, I know. Dick Van Dyke wasn't the best, but they needed someone with draw for the American audience. And so that's why they picked him.
I see.
Because he was recognizable. Yes, I know it wasn't the best. I could go off on Mary Poppins trivia, but I won't because this isn't the Worlds Apart Mary Poppins trivia podcast, is it, Carl?
No. Although that sounds like an interesting show.
That would be fun. It wouldn't last very long, but it'd be good for one. Maybe we'll do that when your dad's on here.
I'm sure he would love
to discuss Mary Poppins.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it's one of his top five films. I bet you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just give him a beer and we'll ask him questions. Okay. So I have a question.
Go on, then.
Limeys. Now, I know that you call me a Yank, but what is a limey?
Apparently, that's what you Americans call us. You call us limeys.
I have never called one person a limey in my life.
Oh, that's good, because it's apparently quite derogatory.
Oh, is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it short for blimey, or is it just a limey?
Apparently, we're called limeys because back in the old days, our sailors, to stop them getting scurvy, ate limes. Now, why they just couldn't get a hold of Coke, I have no idea.
Hmm. I knew that. I actually knew that in hardtack. So limeys is from the actual fruit.
Apparently so. So they were very health conscious sailors.
Well, it could have been worse. You guys could have had to eat other fruits. You could have been like the bananaes.
Yes.
The yank and the
pineapples.
Yeah. So it could be worse. I've never called anyone a limey.
Well, don't. It's not very nice, apparently. I mean, I don't mind, but it's not very nice.
I'll never do that. The only time I actually would ever say I would like some limeys is if I want them in a drink with vodka and soda.
Which is
the Yank would like her limey in a glass with vodka and soda, please.
I won't fit in there.
Do it. Is that derogatory? No.
No. No drinks ever derogatory.
No, thank you. All right, good.
So
right,
why
I just
do we
had to clear that away?
Why do we call you Yanks then?
I don't know. I guess is it the whole Yankee Doodle? Yankee Doodle went to town.
Could be.
Is it that? The whole Revolutionary War issue?
Oh, what one? The one where you said, we've had enough of you, please go away now.
That was it. Are you still not over that?
No.
We did. We did. We did. I think it was you that told me when I very first met you, when I said, I think somewhere along the line I was meant to be British. And you said you had your chance and you kicked us out. Right? Wasn't that you?
That was me.
And I do recall saying I had nothing to do with that. Nothing.
Well,
I'm clear of that. But no, I don't know why do you call us Yanks, Yankee?
Well, I always thought it was that. Yankee Doodle Dandy. Something to do with that whole area. Is it the Washington area? I have no idea. The northern part and
the colonies.
Mm.
But it doesn't even make sense. Think about the song. Yankee Doodle went to town riding on a pony, stuck a feather in his hat, and called it macaroni.
That makes no sense whatsoever. Well,
I think someone was drinking in a tavern in the colonies.
I should
jolly
well.
And he was doodling down on a piece of parchment. And just for fun, he wrote it. And then he couldn't believe that it stuck. This was a joke. So he probably told his friends, oh my gosh, and now they're really, this has become like a song. That's what I think.
I bet he wasn't drinking tea. It was all floating in the dock.
It was. I'm still sensing hostility over that.
No, never, never.
Okay, good. Excellent. You and I weren't there. Okay, moving on.
I have one for you now. One I've never understood. Ever since I was a kid, and I really didn't understand this when I was younger, and I still don't fully understand it while I'm an adult.
All right.
Take a rain check.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Well, a rain check actually originated. Okay, what is the number one pastime in the United States? Favorite pastime. Do you know?
Drinking.
And don't say anything naughty, Carl.
Watching silly sports things.
Sort of, kind of. It's baseball. And hold on, my headphones. Dadgummit. You can't tell on the podcast because you can't see us, but it's falling off my ears. Hold on. Oh, good. Well, this isn't good.
You're meant to go okay. On top of your head, over the top of your head, not under your chin.
All right, stop. We're good. Okay, I'm back. Okay, so a rain check was because baseball games would quite often in the 1800s, 19th century, say knew that, get rained out. And so after you spent your money to go to a baseball game and it rained, they would have to call the game on account of rain. And so as the people visiting or attending the game would leave, they would issue them these slips, these checks that they could redeem for a future game. Ergo, the term rain check.
My God. So I have finally reached at the age of 43, and I now know why that term exists.
It exists. Do you not say rain check?
We don't say that. We ain't got baseball games over here. We play proper sports, not girly rounders.
Girly rounders? Oh my, I wouldn't say that to any of our baseball players if they have a bat in their hand.
Well, that's okay. They're all too busy playing the World Series, which just involves America.
I'm sensing some hostility, Carl. I know. First it was the colonies in the Revolutionary War, and now it's baseball. Oh, this is taking an ugly turn.
No. Oh, it's just God. One of those things that's always confused us. It's called the World Series.
But the world is not in it.
Well, one country's in it, and they always win.
It's true. It's one sure way to make sure you win.
Yes.
It's, you know, leave everybody else out.
See, we need to do that with football. We can't win football now.
But you don't play proper football. Pardon? You play soccer.
Oh, now you're getting in trouble with the British sports fans.
I went. It was kind of like one of those pokes. Like, if you know, kind of like poking at you. I did. I went there. It's because your football is like soccer, right?
Our football is like football. Your football is American football, wearing big pants and stuff.
Do you guys play soccer?
Football, yes.
Thing?
How can you call it football when you pick it up with your hands and run with it?
Because you're using your feet to run?
As opposed to what?
Holding a ball and running. Yeah, because it's a football. It's a ball that you hold while you're running with your feet.
You should call it hold ball.
I think that name was tossed about for a while, and the powers that be decided on football. But, okay, so I need to ask you, do you play soccer? Do you guys have soccer as I know soccer?
You could say soccer is slightly important in this country, yes.
But is it the same as football?
Yes. Soccer is what we call football. So football, you call it soccer. I know a load of girls and stuff play over there. Mind you, a lot of girls play over here.
Oh, look, there's a barking dog.
Oh, we've been attacked. Get off. Get off.
I know, we are being attacked. So your soccer is football, and your biscuit is a cookie. So if I said biscuit, cookie, soccer, football, it's all the same thing.
That's it. You just switch those words around when you come here, and you're fitting like a local.
Oh, and now I know how to say sugar.
Sugar.
Sugar. I can do that.
You're just knocking it out of the park. That's a baseball.
Knock it out of the park with the what'd you call it? The girly rounders?
Girly rounders.
That is so bad. Okay, so I have here in my show notes that you send to me something that I find is kind of strange. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. It says... Don't say fanny in the UK and not expect to hear giggles.
No.
Now this is weird because how many meanings could there be for fanny? When I have a fanny pack, I'm wearing a little, well, I don't wear them because I think they're kind of goofy, but it's a little, like a little belt that has a little pouch on it, and you can hook it around your waist to keep your hands free, like a backpack around your waist, and we call it a fanny pack. But you can't say fanny in the UK. I'm saying it, fanny, 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 Fanny. See, I said it a bunch. And so why don't you say that?
See, over here on these lovely shores of England,
yes,
Fanny means something quite different.
Really? Is it is it a like a body part like here, or is it like a food or something?
It is a body part, yes. So imagine what it's referring to on say an American woman.
American woman, sorry.
And then just turn the thing around 180 degrees. And it means There we go.
Carl, man, that's awful. You put this in the show notes? Oh my gosh, we're talking about that?
We are talking about that.
Oh my gosh.
It's not a nasty way of saying it. There's one other word I can think of, which you definitely don't say.
I know it's not. Wow.
I know. So every time you Americans come over here and you say, I'll just give her a little tap on the fanny, what are we meant to do?
Holy smokes, you could get arrested for that.
Or taking a photograph, yes.
Oh my gosh. So I'm going to make sure that when I go over there, I'm going to keep...
Don't say it.
All of my...
Don't say it.
In check.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. So I'm never saying that. I don't care even if it's a nice way to say it. I am not saying it.
Body safest.
Oh my gosh. And then you've got something that rhymes with banker, but starts with a W.
Yes. So we have a word over here, as you just said,
which rhymes with
banker, but has a W at the beginning. Now, I've heard you Americans say it on primetime TV, we'll call it. So I have no idea if you guys really understand what it means. And I don't want to stroke this subject for too long in case we make it a bigger issue than it actually is.
No, we don't want to do that. No.
But we can massage the subject a little.
Well, it can't be worse than that other word.
It can be on par. It can certainly be on par.
Well, then why can you say the other word? Oh, I know what it means now.
Listen, we can play with this subject. If we play with this subject too much, we could end up in a messy situation.
So, banker with a W. Oh, my gosh.
So, what it means to us... Yes. If a gentleman finds himself alone without the company of anyone else and there's nothing on TV, he may take the time to invent some entertainment on himself.
Entertainment on himself. So he's like watching a movie?
He could be watching a movie while he's doing this, yes.
Banker with a W. So it's not a nice thing, and it's not a nice thing
sometimes
that an English gentleman would do, whether he's watching a movie or not watching a movie.
It's something, no. He certainly wouldn't want to be caught while doing this anyway.
Would a British woman do this? This is like Clue. This is
occasionally
exciting.
Yes. I have heard that women partake in this activity as well.
Would they also be called bankers with a W?
No, they have a slightly different word, which I also can't say.
Oh my gosh, it's like a little code.
I know. This is because people were offended by the silliest words. I mean, but.
Well, it doesn't look that bad to me. Just right off the bat. You know how some words, they just look and sound bad? This doesn't sound that bad to me.
No. But you can't really say it in polite company.
Tanker, banker, lanker. I want to say it only because it's banned.
You can say it, but I'll have to bleep it.
No, well, that's no good. I'll just say it when we get off the air a lot.
Oh.
Along with Fanny, Fanny, Fanny. I can say that. I can say that. Well, that's exciting. A band, this is a banned British word that will have to be bleeped. Banker with a W.
I just don't think you Americans know what it means. That's all I'm saying.
Oh.
Because you use it on telly. I've heard it several times on things like Friends, for example.
Oh. Mm. Oh. So what if you had a banker who really was one of these?
They are all
one of them. You would be a banker bleeper.
Mm. Over our current situation, economical situation on this planet at the moment, all the bankers were one of these.
All right. Okay, well... We'll have to discuss this further, King Carl.
Unless there's any bankers listening, of course. When you're
I don't know,
this is
a hard one. I don't know. We'll just have to figure it out later.
See, this is the problem with slang. And mind you, do you know what my all-time favorite slang ever was?
What?
And I'm just sad it's gone. I used to love when I was growing up. I think it was late '70s, early uh-huh. 80s. Old CB radio slang. I thought that was just the coolest stuff ever.
Did you use old CB radio slang over there?
We did, but it never quite sounded as cool as when you guys did it. I say, like, you know, breaker, rubber duck. We got us a convoy.
breaker, rubber duck.
And that's not rhyming slang either.
Wow.
Are you telling me you never saw a convoy? Or Smokey and the Bandit?
I've seen convoy. It's the breaker, rubber duck that's getting me. I don't think I've ever heard anyone with a British accent. With a call tag of rubber duck. That's great.
Rubber duck.
Breaker, that's a big 10-4. I'm heading down the... I know, there's all that slang. Mm. You know, my best friend Elizabeth and I used to lay up when I'd spend the night. We would lay up in her attic. They had like a little guest house thing, and we had a CB radio, and we would try to find people on the road, and then we'd make up our own little calls. I remember I was Baby Bear.
Baby Bear, yeah. Missy.
Yeah, we were mid schoolers. She thought we were cool on a CB radio, but yeah, I that's been gone for a long time.
See, I've got an embarrassing CB story.
Oh, why don't you share it, Carl?
Okay, I will.
All right, go.
I'll probably hear this track every time.
Does it include Fanny, Fanny, Fanny?
No.
Or Banker with a W?
So when I first got a CB, I needed a little aerial, so I had very limited space where I could like pick up various people. And I was tuning through the stations one night, and I found a girl. And I started talking to this girl, and we got on really well. We were just chatting backwards and forwards. And it turns out that she lived about 200 yards down the road from where I was. And then she said, oh, can I eyeball you? Which I still remember means, can I see what you look like?
Oh.
Eyeball. See? Very clever. So I said, oh, yeah, sure. I'll come and walk down past your house and then you can see what I look like. You know, because you don't want to... Women obviously don't want to expose themselves to weird people like me.
Right.
So I said, I'd walk down. You can see what I look like and then I'll come back and talk to you. So... Uh-huh. So I hung up and walked down past the house, come back, and by the time I got back, she'd gone.
Oh, my gosh.
Never heard from her again.
You know, that's a banker with a W right there, isn't it?
You can say that again. I felt like a banker with a W as well.
You know, I hope that she's meeting the same great fortune that kid who put the Twinkie on his nose and said, I'm Missy, is. Maybe they got married. They deserve each other.
They do deserve each other.
Jeez, I'm sorry that happened to you. Rotten.
Rotten. Rotten people.
Boy. I bet she had like three eyes and a hump. So don't worry about it, Carl.
She had a nice voice, though.
Well, you know, there are the nice voices, but then they don't always have, you know, everything else, right?
So that was my favorite, my coolest slang stuff, the CB radios, but the best slang in the world, the absolute pinnacle of slang.
Pinnacle. Mm-hmm.
Has to be Cockney rhyming slang. There is nothing better.
I'm a fat girl, I am. G Just you wait, Henry Higgins, just you wait. I just know Eliza Doolittle stuff. You'll be sorry. You'll be broken all that money. Will I help you, Dan? Be funny. See, I know Cockney. Was that good?
Well, I was about to say, are you going to try and do a Cockney accent in a minute?
Could you just stick me out there on the street with some flowers?
I could put you right next to Dick Van Dyke if you want.
That would be great, because I'm sure you guys have like a statue of him erected somewhere in, you know.
You could talk to each other all day long and we wouldn't know what it was.
We wouldn't know at all. I think Cockney's great. Absolutely. You know what I find is just amazing about England is that there's just, well, Great Britain is just, you can just travel a little bit and then the dialect is completely different.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You go like a few hundred miles and it changes.
I know. And it's like right next door to each other, but it's completely different.
Mm-hmm. Actually, you
like
go.
You travel far, far away.
You can just go across London and it changes. So in the east, it's all like, everyone talks like that. Right, mate, yeah, hello, how you doing? And then over on the west, they're a bit more refined and they talk properly.
Oh, my gosh. What about people from Wales? How do they talk? Tom Jones is from Wales.
That's true. I can't do Wales, my lovely. I can't do Wales. And I've probably just insulted a lot of people. But I can't do it. Sorry, I can't do accents.
That's okay. I insulted all
What's
of
What's new, pussycat? I can do that one, then.
Robin, so no worries. Yeah, Cockney is good. Are there Cockney phrases that you use that you picked up from the? So who speaks Cockney? Is it a region that speaks Cockney? Is there a Cockney region?
To be classed as Cockney, you've got to be born within the sounds of the bells of Bow, I think, or Bow Bells.
I don't even know what that is.
That's a place within East London, and it's obviously got some bells. I should have researched this bit, shouldn't I, before I said that?
I'll wing it.
They'll never know. We'll keep it quiet. Yeah, so if you're born within this, I say, 2 miles or whatever it is of the sound of these bells, you are classed a Cockney. Even if you speak posh, you're still classed a Cockney. I think Alex on our photo show, I think he's born within that area. So Alex is a true Cockney.
He doesn't sound Cockney.
No, he doesn't. Every now and again, I think he slips, though. Once you get him, like, had a few beers in the pub, he goes, all right, governor, yeah, all right, how you doing, how you doing? That is Alex. You know, he does become Cockney.
Anyone who says, hello, governor, is good in my book.
Hello, governor.
Alex can say whatever he wants. He's a dear.
He is.
Alex, if you're listening, you just say whatever you want, in whatever dialect you want, and we'll be fine, and I'll make sure no one says anything. I've got your back. Your Cockney back.
That's good.
You guys say cocked up. Ewan says that all the time.
That's because he's always cocking up.
You can't say that here.
Why not?
It's just not good.
Why not?
Because it has within its phrase a word that is slang here too.
What up?
It's kind of like the opposite of your fanny, fanny, fanny. And so whenever I say it, I always feel like, oh gosh, I can say it when I'm on with you fabulous British tech boys and girls, but I can't say that here. I could never say that ever. It'd be bad.
You say it a lot.
I do not.
You do. You came on our photo show the other week and you just could not help but keep, no, hang on, I won't phrase it like that. You could not help but say cock a lot. You were saying, I cock it up.
That's not true. I think I said it maybe twice because I could. Okay. That's like fanny, fanny, fanny. I can say it. But I can't say cocked up a lot. I mean, I can when I'm on with you all. Or what's the other thing? You know, I have YouTube videos out. And people try to figure the YouTube videos out, which is just surprising to me. But I've had a lot of people say, I don't even want to say the word, but she's taking the
P.
Yes. I don't want to say that.
P is for professional.
P is for professional. It's also for a word that I'm taking. She's taking the, it's just an ugly word. I can't say that.
Well, you can say taking the P because it means exactly
she's
the same thing.
She's taking the P. Yeah. Exactly. And I thought they were being mean to me. I thought, oh, look at all these people being mean saying I'm taking the P. Because that sounds bad, but it's not bad, right? It just means you're joking.
Yeah. That's all it means. We're taking the P.
That's all it means, and I thought it was bad. So I apologize to anybody that... I don't think I said anything to anybody. I was just hurt inside. But now when I found out that it just meant, oh, she's having fun, I thought, heck yeah, it's exactly what I'm doing. I'm having fun. So, okay, I will take the P any gosh darn time I want, Fanny, Fanny, Fanny.
Okay. And who couldn't see on your videos that you love taking the P?
I love taking the P. I know. I'm sure I don't know what you mean, Carl.
Okay.
I'm sure I don't know. Whatsoever do you mean?
I have no idea. Okay. I'm just saying.
Well, which leads us to Bob's your uncle.
Bob's your uncle. Ah, yes.
So who is Bob?
Well,
and he's fathered a lot of kids. Well, he's got a lot of brothers and sisters, I guess.
Well, it is Bob's your uncle means, and there you are. Like, hey, you've done it. Like, Bob's your uncle. You've succeeded. You've completed it. You've done it. You've fixed it. Whatever. Bob's your uncle. It's so easy. Bob's your uncle. And what it is everybody in England has to have, by mandatory law, an uncle called Bob. That's all it is.
No.
Yes. Well, what?
There's a law that you have to name a child Robert?
Yeah, you have to have at least one Robert in your family so we can keep
Do
the phrase going.
Do you have a Robert in your family?
I have two, actually.
Do you really?
Yeah,
Do
I have two. Brother? I have two Bob. That's hence I can say Bob's your uncle and actually mean it, but in plural.
I have a brother named Bob.
Well, you can say it as well, then. You'll fit right in.
I do. We say that all the time to my children. Bob's your uncle. He really is. Oh, I didn't know you had to name a child Robert.
Oh, no. Well, it's one of those strange things in this country. Just we haven't got gullible in the dictionary either.
I think we do. Yeah, we do.
Are you sure?
I know we do because I've looked it up. I didn't know if it was two L's or one. So I've looked it up before, and I know we do.
You didn't look it up because someone told you it wasn't.
Don't try to get me on that one, because I know we have it, Nars. Bob's your uncle. Bob's your uncle.
Apparently, Bob's your uncle is a case of nepotism in our history.
Oh,
we used to have a prime minister in 1887, I think it was. Prime minister called Robert Cecil, who was also Lord Sainsbury someplace. And he decided to appoint Arthur Balfour, his nephew, into a very prestigious role. And from then on, because they're all like cheeky chaps back then, they said, oh, yeah, Bob's your uncle. That's why you got the job. Bob's your uncle. And apparently it stuck. Now, I don't believe that for a second, but that's what Wikipedia told me.
They don't know. Wikipedia. It's probably like that whole Yankee Doodle Dandy thing. I think it just stuck.
Well,
I think it's one of those meanings that we'll never know the origin. See, it's just a mystery.
It is a mystery, because I do not believe there is any sort of nepotism in politics anywhere.
I don't believe that either. I don't even know what it means. But I'm assuming there isn't either, because I'm sure that everyone in politics just wants what's best for their people.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do.
Yes, I'm sure. I was going to say bankers with a W, but I stopped myself from saying that.
Oh, that's probably a good idea.
Fanny, Fanny, Fanny. Okay, so moving on. Here's one, and I don't know if I can say it.
What one?
I'm looking at my show notes here, and it starts with a B.
Ah.
Can I say that?
No, you can't.
Please?
We can say, what we can say is it's bullocks with an O.
With an O?
Bullocks, yes. Bullocks, as in, like, cows and bulls and stuff.
Bullocks.
Bullocks, but instead of a U, there's an O.
You know, that's the silliest thing. Just you can only change a vowel sound and that makes it okay.
Bullocks.
Bullocks. Bullocks.
Well, no, what I'm saying is we have to say that because we can't say this word, otherwise we might get banned.
Oh, I don't want to get banned.
And it's such a shame because this is a very, very versatile word.
Bullocks. I thought it just meant like darn. Bullocks. Darn it.
That's one phrase. Yes, that's one meaning.
Right. But I guess there's other meanings as well.
Well, you can be talking bullocks, which means you're lying.
Okay.
You can get a bullocking, which means you're getting told off.
A bullocking. You know, as soon as we're done, I'm going to go around the house saying Banker with a W and Bullocks with a U the whole afternoon.
Your family's going to think you're complete nuts.
They're not. They will have no idea. That's the brilliant part of it, right?
And another thing, they're going to think you're talking bullocks.
They're going to think I'm talking bullocks. Mm. But they won't know. No one will get mad. There's more.
You can have.
Tell me more.
You can have the dog's bullocks, which means something's really cool and good.
The dog's bullocks.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't sound good.
And you could be bullock naked, which means you're completely naked.
Bullock naked, like we were last week.
Yes. I think he found a patch on his chair or something he was telling me in the pub the other day as well. I don't know what that was about.
Well, it wasn't mine. I can tell you that right now.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, so are there any other bullocks?
There are. There is. You can be completely bullocksed, which is tired. And then also, lastly, last one I know of anyway, you have top bullocks, which means either really good, and it also means a lady's chest.
Oh. So bullocks is a very versatile word.
We love our bullocks, yes.
It's like the fruit of the swear words in mm-hmm. Britain. You can prepare it so many different ways.
You can. It's a wonderful phrase that we just love. It's like so many. It's just the way us English like to take our words and just change them and mix them around and give them different meanings to really confuse all the people that visit our country.
Bullocks. Bullocks. Bullocks, Fanny, Fanny, Fanny. Banker with a W.
Just think, Missy's talking rude to me.
I'm being naughty. Oh my goodness. Wait till we're done actually recording. I'm going to get real naughty. Oh my gosh. Because I can then.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Because you won't ban me, will you?
No, I would be shame if I kept recording as well.
You're not going to bleep me out? Oh, I hope not. Okay, so, cheeky. Cheeky. That's a Mary Poppins thing when she sings her little ha 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 and she says cheeky. Cheeky. So cheeky means showy.
Yes, cheeky no. means you're being sort of sarcastic-y, sort of naughty, but not really. You're sort of taking the pee a bit. You're being a little cheeky.
A little cheeky.
You're a little cheeky all the time. Let's put it this way.
Oh, am I? Yes. Am I the definition of cheeky?
Your natural state is being a little cheeky.
I'm in a natural state of cheek. Oh, that's exciting. I've never had anybody call me cheeky. Wow. Cheeky Missy.
Cheeky Missy.
Fanny, Fanny, Fanny.
Stop it, stop it, stop it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so cheeky. Okay, but it's not a bad thing.
No. No, it can never be.
You're not being mean if you're cheeky.
No.
Okay. Good. So why do you say cheeky monkey? Did you ever say cheeky monkey?
Cheeky monkey. It's just so mainly it's when kids are playing up and they're being a bit playful and you go, "Oh, you cheeky monkey."
Do you ever say any other animal or is it just always a monkey?
Cheeky hippo. No, it doesn't really work.
So you really don't. You don't say another animal. It's just monkey.
Just monkey. Monkey, monkey, monkey.
Cheeky monkey.
Fanny, fanny, fanny.
Fanny, fanny, fanny. You can't say that, Carl, because you're there on the other side of the pond. I'm over here, and it means a boom, boom, and I can say it. Fanny, fanny, fanny.
Did I just get told off?
I keep seeing that banker word in my head, and I keep going to say it, and I swear to you, the W is going to come out, and you're going to have to bleep me before this whole thing is over.
I shall have to bleep you. I'll give you a damn fine bleeping.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to have to bleep it good there, Carl. Oh, my gosh. All right. And I think our last worlds apart difference is in regards to the words mate versus friend. Is there a difference?
No. A mate is a friend and a friend is a mate. You're my mate.
I'm your mate. And you're my mate.
There you go. And you're also my friend.
And you're also my friend. And I would give you a biscuit.
And I'll take a cookie.
And I'll watch your faux football.
Oh! Steady.
Well, you know, I pushed the whole mate thing, didn't I? I just pushed it right there. I just pushed the boundaries of our mate-ism.
And I'll come and watch your girly rounders.
The girly rounders. So girls can call it, would girls say you're my mate to each other?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
All right, mate.
You wouldn't be like a mate-ette? Like a girl, a mate-ette? No. Hi, we're mate-ettes. Oh.
No, all mates.
Oh.
It's mainly dudes, right. Though.
That's what I would think, too. Do you guys call each other bros? Hey, you're my bro.
We try not to.
That's big here. Dude? Do you say dude?
We do. Actually, some of us probably shouldn't say dude. We've reached an age where we shouldn't say dude. Well, I say dude all the time.
You say dude.
Dude. But,
you
don't say but we do say it a certain way. We do go dude.
Dude. Well, that's only because you're still in that groovy 70s CB lingo.
Yeah.
So it's affecting your dude. That's right. You're allowed.
We're stoners. We're stoner types. Well, we're not really, but we just pretend we are. Drunken types, more like.
Yeah, I know. I've heard about some of your pub excursions. Hello.
As long as you don't go and look on Facebook, you won't see them.
I know. Well, of course, you know I do. So I see them all. And you guys, you love your beers.
Yes.
Except for your dad.
No, he can't handle his beer. He can't handle his beer.
I can't handle my beer either. I'm with your dad. We'd be sitting in a corner. Jerry, when I come visit, we'll go sit in the corner and we'll just nurse the same beer for hours.
We'll call you wusses.
That's okay. It'd be better than what you'd call me if you saw me slam a few down. I don't even think there's a British term for that.
Missy Slammers.
Missy Slammers, yeah. It'd be more like get Missy off the table. What's that woman doing? What's that Yank doing dancing on the table of the pub? Oh, that's just Missy. And I'd be up there dancing going, Fanny, Fanny, Fanny. And then I'd probably be saying the banker word too because
that's right.
We'll
just say, oh, look, she's talking bullocks.
She's talking bullocks. That's right. Excellent.
As long as you don't get bullock naked.
Well, there's always that possibility. That's why your dad and I need to stay in the corner with our beer. I'm just saying. I don't want any stories to get out about Missy in London. So I need to keep it safe. Mm. I need to keep it down low.
Oh, it will appear on Facebook.
Yeah, it will appear on Facebook. I have no doubt of that. Well, Carl, this was fun. I learned so much. I feel like I learn more from you than you learn from me.
Well, you are American, so we are the givers of knowledge, obviously, being the UK.
Oh, you're getting me back for the football thing now, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you are still my mate.
Yay.
Even so.
Mates together.
Mates together. Guys, thank you so much for listening to this second edition of A World Apart. I hope that you all had as much fun as we did. Carl, did you have fun?
I had fun. And also, before we go, I have to give a fantastic shout-out thank you to Russ Cluett for doing our music, our theme. Also for doing my theme on Apps Chat as well.
Russ is amazing, isn't he?
Wonderful musician. If you want to follow him on Twitter, it's SF Drummer.
Thank you, Russ. I was going to make a little jingle to our Worlds Apart theme, and I couldn't do it. I was going to put words to it. Maybe next time, Carl, maybe we should work on that after the podcast. Just for Russ.
Missy and Carl duo.
A duo. And then we could put it on iTunes. And then nobody could buy it.
Because it will sound awful.
But we'd like it. And we also need to say thank you to UK2.net. Right.
Absolutely. They supply all the bandwidth for this show and all the other shows on our fantastically rebranded network. If it wasn't for them, British tech news would just vanish overnight.
I love them. They are. I've never met anyone from there, but they're still dear to my heart. Mm. They are my mates. They're my UK2.net mates.
They are indeed. They're wonderful. And you can save some money if you shop with them and you want to use some offer codes. If you use Bagel Tech, anything you buy from me, you'll get 15% off. And if you use, I know.
15%?
15%.
That's awesome.
And there's more. And wait, there's more.
What?
And if you use Bagel DNS, they'll waive any DNS management charges for the transfer.
You know, so I don't know what that means, but that's great.
It means you can take your old website from somewhere else and bring it over to UK2.net, and they won't charge you.
And why wouldn't you want to do that?
Exactly.
They're so lovely. I would want to do that. I would go to dinner with the UK2.net people.
Well, they might want to take you to dinner.
We might need to do that. Mm-hmm. If ever I get over across the pond, we might need to all go out together.
They are in London, I think.
Oh, they're wonderful. Well, Carl, this was fun as always. Thank you so much for enlightening me. And I'm glad that I could clear up your rain check questions.
That's okay. It was a lovely, lovely little show, mate.
All right. All right, guys, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Or we won't see you, but you'll hear us.
You'll hear us.
Bye.
Bye-bye.